Good evening, everybody, and how are we all doing today? This is a Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 22nd of January, 2023, and it is, a very cold evening. I think I finished my live show. When I came indoors, I looked at my temperature outdoors. It was minus one already at 7:30 in the evening. It is pretty damn cold. This weekend, it has been just cold. Now, what have I been doing this weekend? We did manage a bit of gardening in between the cold. The greenhouse, went in the greenhouse yesterday, and it was 17 degrees C in there. So that was nice and warm. The sun is doing its job in there, but outside was very cold. The ground is frozen, so we couldn't do much outside. I tried digging out some of our privet bushes from out the front, but couldn't do that very well because the ground is frozen. And my chainsaw seems to have given up the ghost as well, which is annoying because I only got this chainsaw in 2020. So I'm going to have to look in to see what is going on with that. Now, what else have we done? Today I went down to the allotment and actually had a good day on the allotment, I've got to say. Because the ground was frozen, and trust me, it was frozen when I got down there, I couldn't really do a huge amount of work on the ground. I'm always worried when the ground is frozen that I'm going to damage the soil structure or the life in the soil. And if I try and do anything to any plants, I might hurt the plants. I know most plants are quite hardy, but I always feel if you damage your plants when it's cold, it's probably going to damage them more. I'm not sure how true that is. It's just my belief. Instead, what I did was sort out my shed. Now, last year, my shed got vandalized, as I've said before. I've never really done anything with this shed since then. But today I got into it and managed to fix the door, but it's quite clear I've got to repair the floor because it is just falling apart. These are all things that are sent to trial us, aren't they? Now, I did sow our rhubarb seeds. Now, what I did with the rhubarb seeds, I actually soaked those overnight and then I planted them into pots of multi-purpose compost, 3 seeds per pot, and I've put them in the greenhouse for them to germinate. Now, I did say that I grew these last year with really good results, so I was really happy with that. And I thought I'd do the same again this year with some more rhubarb. And we'll grow these plants. Now, what I thought with some of the rhubarb, because I've got plenty of plants anyway, I don't really need more rhubarb plants, if I'm honest with you. But I do think rhubarb is such a great plant to have that I could give away some of these plants. And that's what I'm hoping we will be able to do in the future. So all I do, wait for them to germinate, keep them in the plots and wait for them to grow on. And then what I will then do, out of the 3 plants that should in theory grow, the strongest plant I will leave. The other 2 I will remove. If all 3 germinate, that is, they may not all germinate. And then we'll leave those to grow on. As the pots or the plants get bigger and bigger, we'll pot them into bigger and bigger plots. And in the meantime, we're going to prepare the soil that they are going to grow in. So what I will do is make sure that the soil is weed-free, plenty of organic matter. Rhubarb likes free-draining but moisture-retentive soil. It does like its moisture, but it needs to be free-draining. So the way I like to think of it is if you think of a sponge, you wring the sponge out. The sponge is still wet. It's still damp, but it's not soaking in water. That's how we want the soil for rhubarb when we say free-draining and moisture-retentive. Also needs quite a lot of feed. Rhubarb is a very hungry plant, so plenty of organic matter, plenty of grow more and plant feed has gone into or will be going into the beds that rhubarb is destined to grow. And in terms of location, rhubarb does like lots of sun. It can grow in shade. It's a broadleaf plant. It is originally from the shady areas, but to get the best out of rhubarb, it needs a lot of sun. So that is another thing to think about as well. Anyway, the plants won't actually be planted out, I suspect, until April if they are strong enough. And you can usually tell if they're strong enough by looking at them. then we're just going to let them grow. I wouldn't harvest any in the first year, although these ones we can actually harvest in the first year if they are established. But I personally would let them establish for the first year and then continue to let them grow. Now, something I'm doing with my rhubarb, I'm going to be talking a lot about rhubarb on tomorrow's podcast. I'm actually forcing some rhubarb. So what I've placed a bucket over an established crown, and that will then force some of that rhubarb to come through early, but pink and sweet. It will take a lot of the energy out of that rhubarb crown. So that rhubarb, once we've harvested this early rhubarb in sort of April time, we're not going to be able to use that rhubarb again this year. Not a problem. We get so much rhubarb that I'm kind of glad to try this early method to try and reduce the amount of rhubarb throughout the year. That's one thing that we are very self-sufficient in, is the amount of rhubarb that we get. So it's easy as that to grow rhubarb. Now, some of you may remember I mentioned a few weeks ago about doing webinars. I use a company called StreamYard for my live streaming that we do. And I know that we can now do webinars for that. I'm paying for the service anyway, so I figured that would be something that we could use. Now, I'm bringing this up because I had a conversation during the week about courses. I've never been on a I have been on gardening courses, but the gardening courses that I came out and I felt like, well, actually, I'm just learning what I already knew. I don't mean that to sound big-headed or anything, but I just never felt like the gardening courses for me were worth doing. Instead, what I feel is more appropriate is like a group growing session or group gathering stuff. So I thought we might have a webinar one day about with you guys only, doing like a pricking on, a seed sowing and pricking on together type thing. Now, what I am going to also be doing in with our seeds that we sow moving forward is instead of, well, I'll still talk about what seeds I've sown and how to grow them, but I often sow them and don't really come back and talk about them unless there's something special. I think moving forward, we're going to try and talk about these plants a little bit more as we are growing them. So like the rhubarb, I'll let you know when they've germinated and when they have, and when we're potting them on and stuff. So I think that might be a better way. What I've always done with the Supporters Club is, and I don't know if it's the right thing to do, but when I started it up, I didn't want it to be for beginners because I know there's people out there at different levels. So I created it as a supporters club and as an attitude that we're all growing together. I still try and share information for everybody, but I've not done it as a way to encourage beginners. It's for people for all classes, and that's what I'm staying with. So I just feel that perhaps it's more about growing together, if that makes sense, as opposed to starting things off. I'm still going to be teaching, is that the right word, but demonstrating how I go about growing food and sharing our wisdom anyway. But yeah, the webinars is what I am currently in the process of checking out. So again, as I said before, if you are interested in joining on the webinar, and it could be something like a seed sowing and pricking out session together, then that would be good. A chance for everyone to hit me with questions as well and just have a bit of a chat sort of thing. I haven't quite figured it out, but I thought it might be a bit of fun. What do you guys think? Let me know. My email is richard@thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. Right, guys, I'm hoping it's going to warm up soon, then we can really get outside. This weather is just so cold. It's not very pleasant, especially outside. Wrap up warm, of course. But you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.